You know something? I am ready.
I also am ready. I'm glad you asked, Jonathan Davis.
I should have checked with you, Keith. I should have checked.
I am ready. This song, I mean, it does it for me. Let me say that. I know it's the first week of this brand new show.
Yep.
And we're kicking around ideas. We're not married to any
intros. But I like this. Oh,
I kind of love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I didn't realize how much I was going to love it. Even though this is one of my favorite songs ever, I was like, oh, am I going to get sick of it? I don't think so.
Hang on.
Yeah.
This is one of your favorite songs ever?
Yeah. Dude, that album is one of the greatest albums of all
time. And
this
wasn't even your suggestion.
No, it was not.
Nick's just like, hey, Nick, we're going to kick in with some Korn, and it just happened to magically be one of your favorite songs ever.
Nick from the Clouds. I know
he likes Korn.
I knew
he wouldn't be opposed to having
blind. I like Korn.
Creamed, On the Cob. Yeah. You know.
Most of Cob.
That's it. I think that's it. Are there more?
Most of the Korns.
Yeah, Creamed and On the Cob.
You know South or East West with your Korn on the Cob?
Well, because you asked, I'll tell you. I do one ring north to south, and then I go west to east, west to east, west to east, until I'm done.
You brought up a very sore subject in my home, Billy.
Jones turns it straight up and down.
No, I'm a west to east typewriter guy.
Yeah.
That's how I do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I married into a family that they are, I mean, you want to talk about the Jonathan Davis serial killer collection?
You married into a family of serial killers?
This is how serial killers eat corn. The way my wife...
She cuts it off.
And it's genetic. My wife,
yeah,
her sister, my sister-in-law, my father-in-law, the whole family. I can't eat corn with them. I can't eat corn.
How do they eat it?
They hunt and peck.
It's all over the map.
It's just like... It's no pattern.
Reckless.
It's like the back of Rasheed Wallace's head. There's just splotches
chaos.
Here and there. It's insane. It's very
like a Jackson Pollock painting.
if we were ever going to have anybody over, I don't know why we would. First of all, who's coming?
Who would dare take that invite?
Second of all, why are we serving corn on the cob?
Right.
But if all those things happened, we had guests who wanted to join us.
Yeah.
We were serving corn on the cob. I would be mortified.
And obviously, you just roll it in the butter, right? Like, you know, like a psychopath. Because I was at one person's house years and years ago.
I had nothing. No butter, no salt.
Oh, you just do clean like that. Serial killer.
I take another.
Corn on the cob dry. Yeah, I'll have one of those.
Yeah, raw dog corn on the cob.
This is, you got to take the butter, you got to roll it in the butter, and then you got to put a ton of salt on it, and then it's good. But I was at somebody's house, this was years ago, and they were like, oh, there's a knife for the butter. I'm like, a knife for the corn on the cob butter? What am I supposed to do with this?
Who are you, the Queen of England?
I'm like, I'm not using this. No, I'm not. But anyway,
I love when you clearly see the stick of butter. You're like, oh, they had corn.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you want that? You're like, for your bagel the next day? And there's like a big, like,
husk.
Like, yeah. Like, what am I doing with this?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I know I like everything bagels. I didn't want everything plus, you know, yesterday's corn. That wasn't something I was looking
for. It's in there. It's in there.
But
so you like that song.
Yeah, because I was like, I could always reach out to Opie the Poet, who has done many intros in the past, and see if he has anything to kick around.
Wonderful job.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does a nice job. I'm like, I don't know, this corn thing, we're bringing it back.
So early 90s? Let's go. That kicks it in. Plus, you know, I'm still working on the whole, I would call it morning routine, right? We got, like, new morning routines, right?
Middays.
You used to work middays in the past.
Yes, I did.
You've fallen on, like, a good routine that you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, search and find that. So
no,
like,
it still feels weird to me.
I'm peaking with the caffeine right when I get in here. So, like, between that and corn, it's ready to go.
That's good. You know what I also have going for me, which is great, is my youngest daughter doesn't sleep. So
that's good. How old?
She will be 2 next month.
How old is yours, Billy?
He's 1.
Okay.
Technically 14 months.
Yeah, does he sleep? The little guy sleep?
That guy does
sleeping?
Well.
Really?
He does well. Not so much during the day. He'll, you know, if we can get like a 90-minute, an hour nap during the day, good. But throughout the night, he's pretty good.
Isn't that so infuriating?
I kind of hate it.
Oh,
I have a buddy that's like that too, has a daughter of similar age. She's like, seven to seven. Put her down at seven, get up at seven. I'm like,
that's true. Like if we can get him asleep by 8 o'clock, he's usually good till about 6:30.
Oh, my God. So my
and even when you wake up at 6:30, he's like, what are you doing?
That is madness.
His eyes are squinty still, like when he comes out to the living room, he's like, what? Is the people are up this early?
That's infuriating.
My daughter is up, hard to get down, up throughout the night, up early, all of it. And so my wife and I alternate.
Nice.
So it's like, all right, so you know you got a good sleep.
That's good for a marriage.
So last night, I was in charge of said, I didn't sleep at all. I was like laying on the floor in a room. Like, that's awful. My back. Oh, and also this was fun. I was trying
Who's this little fella?
Look at the Twitch chat. Is that Billy's little guy?
That's my son.
Look at this guy.
That's Benjamin.
Yeah, pinch his cheeks. Look at that guy.
Go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI to watch that or on YouTube. And you know what you can tell there? That's a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
That's a good night's sleep you just had.
You know, you can tell, look at the shoulder definition in that
case. Yes. Look at this guy. You
already got him on being a lefty.
You got a weight routine already for this guy? That's a little young.
A lot of protein early.
Yep.
Yeah, who was like that super buff, like 5-year-old kid that went viral like years ago? That's Lanny's.
Oh, yeah.
Lanny's like competing
grooming
for that.
The next little Hercules.
Baby Gronk.
Not to be baby Gronk. Not to be confused with the little guy that was smoking cigarettes. That was a good. That was a good internet video, too.
He was great because he lit his previous cigarette with the next one. Lit the next cigarette with the old one.
On to the next.
Wow, so his kid sleeps the whole night. Lucas is 6 now, and he like,
how's he do?
He like kind of sleeps.
Yeah.
He's up so early, but he's old enough now where it's like, I'm going to go turn the TV on, and I'm going to pour myself a bowl of cereal, and then then I'll come in.
Got it.
But it wakes the dog up. The whole thing's a mess. He didn't sleep. When he was 2, you said George's 2?
Almost 2, yeah.
Yeah, he no chance he slept then. Oh, and I was furious with friends of mine who were like, oh, yeah, 7 to 7? No problem.
Yeah, like, Billy, you got to wake him up in the morning. Like, oh, you do? Is that right? You got to wake him up in the morning? You do? Oh, my God. I don't know when the last time I woke up on my own at any point.
So corn kicking in is good for you?
Yeah, I need it.
Okay, good.
I need that. I need a big old coffee and some corn blind right off the rip, and I'm good to go.
There's probably a lot of parents out there that feel the exact same way. They didn't sleep.
If you have a sleep technique, let me know. At Keef21, or you can text the show 37837. I don't know. And it's not even, at this point, too, not to spend all the show on this, but it's not even
a good chunk of it, though.
Yeah, just let them scream it out. It's like, well, now... We just converted the crib to like the bed.
Yep.
And then we also have like a little mat on the floor, like a kind of a cushiony mat that she likes to lay on.
Sure.
But she'll just get up and like walk down the hallway, and like we don't want her tripping down the stairs. So it's like you can't just like let her scream it out. She'll be walking all over the place.
No, you
can't. It's not good.
It's not good. Anyway. Plus you have two waking the other one up.
Right. That's happened too.
That's a mess. You can't be doing that.
It's a mess.
Anyway, if you can't tell, it's Jones and Keefe.
Hello.
Here on WEEI. We'll get to all your phone calls, your parenting techniques, if you have them for Keefe.
I mean, please.
617.
I'll take anything.
779-7937. You can text the program at 37937. You've already seen young Benjamin there on the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also watch on YouTube. So a lot of ways to tune in today. We're going to carry Gerard Mayo live at 1:15. And I mentioned this to Greg in the crossover. We already talked about breaking a little early there to like make sure we get Mayo. He's known to hit the podium early, which is annoying.
So we should break now.
We should probably just break. Get all of our breaks out of the way, Nick. So we're just live when we go to Mayo.
Yeah, it's funny because Andy Hart told a story one time during camp where he was scheduled for a certain time. Hart was even a couple minutes early, and he got there and he was like the fourth question.
Yeah, Mayo's already.
Like, what is happening?
No, it's insane.
Yeah,
it's overcompensating
for Bill.
It's overcompensating is what it is for Bill being late for 20 years.
Whatever happened to like 1:15 means 1:15?
That's a good question.
Because it doesn't mean 1:20. Doesn't mean 1:10.
No.
It means 1:15.
No, it means 1:15.
And like, you know,
we're throwing a party. Don't you dare be early, but don't be too late.
Don't be too late. Yeah, you don't want to be like help set up. Yeah, you don't want to be there that early.
Oh, no. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for you.
Anything I can do? It's like, yeah, you can get out of my way so I can shower.
Go grab a coffee.
Yeah, so that's not what you want. But yeah, so he might go on a little bit early, but obviously the question would be, does he lead with who QB1 is in week 1?
Yes.
I think he leads with it.
I mean, he should.
I don't think because he knows it's going to be the first question. And so usually these guys always do like a little bit of a preamble, like, all right, hey, look, camp's going great. A week and a half to the game. Like, we're on to Cincinnati.
Oh, by the way,
Jacoby's our guy.
Yeah.
He's going to say Jacoby is going to start.
He should.
And
right?
Then everyone's going to fight over. He should start?
No. I'm sorry.
He should say.
No, wait. We're in agreement. Jacoby Brissett should not start
Correct.
For this team.
But
I'm guessing the announcement will be Brissett. Yeah. And Gerard Mayo should absolutely start with it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to that live, maybe even a little earlier than we're planning on.
We'll just wait around for it.
But 1:15. Today has to be the day.
Yes.
What if it's not? We all assume it's going to be Jacoby Brissett as the announcement. It would blow my mind if it's Drake May. I would love it. It'd be great, but I would be very surprised. I was not surprised at all when they made the transition to Mac in 2021. I stuck with this all camp from the second he was drafted. I'm like, not Mac should be the guy. Mac will be the guy, which is weird to think about, but at one point I was a Mac guy.
It's strange to say you were a Mac guy.
I was.
Considering the other options,
yes.
You thought Mac was good or Mac was the best on the team?
No, well, yeah, I thought he was going to win the job, and I couldn't watch more Cam
Newton.
It's
not really like a Mac guy.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I became less of a Mac guy.
I was
going
to say, like, was anybody in the world really a Bailey Zappe guy, or you were just
anti-Mac guy? I was.
Yeah, nobody wanted to see more Cam Newton, so, like, Mac Jones had that benefit. Like, it is crazy how that swings, right? People wanted Mac, then they didn't. People wanted Zappe, then they didn't. So, hopefully, Drake May ends that, and you just have the guy for a while.
So, it would blow my mind if he announces May. I would applaud it. We'll do that live if that happens. But I'm assuming he announces Brissett, and he does it exactly how you said. He comes out, hey, we're done with the preseason. we're getting ready for the Bengals here. Yep. Roster cut down, blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, I addressed the team this morning. Jacoby's the guy. So I would fully expect
that. Here's my first question. Scoops Keefe in the crowd. Yep. Let me ask you this. You said all camp long it was a competition. You also recently said on the Greg Hill morning show that Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett. How make those two things make sense?
Yeah, square those up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what does he say?
Yeah, well, hot under these lights, eh, Mayo?
Oh, Mayo, first press conference going into the regular season as a head coach. He'd probably say something, my guess would be, well, it's the totality, right? Because he also mentioned that at one point, too. I forget where no, he was like, well, no. He was good in the spring. And I don't care.
Tom Curran told us how he's going to square it. He told us this yesterday. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, check it out on YouTube. Tom, good line into Jerod Mayo. I think he has a clear understanding of how Mayo feels about how his comments have been misconstrued. I forget the exact word that Curran used yesterday, but it was something like, you know, he thinks there are, people would pick up on the nuance between Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett, but Jacoby Brissett is still better. His golf analogy that he gave yesterday, I could beat you in a round of golf, but that doesn't make me a better golfer than you. I just had a better stretch.
To me, the nuance really just sort of smells more like it's not Jerod Mayo's decision. He even said that, so there's not even nuance, but he can't make any big, you know, declarations during these press conferences because he has to go check with the offensive coaches.
Right.
Because those are the guys making the call.
Hey, guys, is it okay if I say this?
Guys, I want Drake May, but you don't. Okay, so it won't be. All right, never mind. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
So if they don't make an announcement today, and I just said this to Wiggy and Greg and Courtney, then they're not aligned. And they haven't. They can't make a decision, which I think actually would be great news for Drake May and his chances of start. If they do not announce it today,
then Drake has a good chance.
Astronomically,
because that also kind of reeks of maybe Kraft does get involved early.
Yeah.
You feel like there's a better chance of him getting involved late. Like, hey, the team's 0-7 and you're trotting out Jacoby Brissett. We have tickets to sell. So maybe they would step in then. I don't think they would step in this early. Like, all right, we hired these guys. Like, let's let them figure this out. But if maybe somebody has to break the tie. Like, if Jerod Mayo is dead set on Drake May, but Alex Van Pelt is dead set, although I guess he has Elliot Wolf, and maybe that's the tiebreaker, but there's also the offensive or the quarterback coach. There's, like, other guys that are weighing in on this.
Oh, don't forget about Ben McAdoo.
TC. Yeah, right, Ben McAdoo. Like, what's his role?
Robin Glazer's got to say,
I'm sure. Robin Glazer has a vote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's at that big small council meeting. So, I don't know. I mean, but, yeah, I'm with you. If they don't announce it at 1:15 today, that means there's still something there with Drake, or, and I know he said yesterday with Hart and Arcan, Jacoby Brissett was on, and he said that he's healthy,
but good.
Maybe he's not.
Okay, fair.
That'd be the only kind of
regardless
wrinkle.
Those two, in terms of Drake May being a starter, those align. Either Brissett's not healthy and they need to wait, or there's real push and pull within the organization, and Drake May has a chance to start. I fully expect, live on Jones and Keefe today, Jerod Mayo is going to tell us Jacoby Brissett is the starter. He's going to do it before he gets any questions. If he doesn't, again, chances astronomically increase that Drake May could be the week one guy. And it's because if they don't announce it today, he basically backed himself into this corner before. He's like,
yeah, yeah.
We know on Monday. We're going to know Monday night. We're not going to tell you.
Well, didn't he tell Wiggy, like, we're going to talk about it Monday, Tuesday, and then like Wednesday, basically?
And I'm not going to announce it here because I have to address the team first.
Uh-huh.
All signs point to today. So I think today it would speak to dysfunction, which would be its own story. But if you're hoping for Drake May to get an opportunity to start, you do not want an announcement today.
Well, I also know that, you know, like Belichick would give you the, well, we don't have a game until whatever it is, I don't even know.
September 8th.
The 8th. We don't have a game until the 8th. So, like, he could play that up. But at the same time, I think if you announce your starter now, even if it is Jacoby Brissett, you're at least showing some sort of confidence in the player. Like, if you have to string this thing out to the bitter end, and then it's like a game time decision, at least publicly, right?
Yeah.
Like, privately, maybe they'll tell it. But if you're not endorsing your guy at this point, like, how good do you feel about it? So even if it's like fake confidence, right? It's like, say Jerod Mayo doesn't want Brissett, but all the offensive coaches do, so that's who they're going with. You got to at least go out there and have your best straight face and be like, we're going with Jacoby, and we feel good about it. Like, okay. And now the team kind of goes from there. And then the next question will be like, all right, how long do you stick with them and all that stuff? Like, the story does not end there, but at least you end the question. You become one of the last teams in the league to announce who your starting quarterback is.
Right.
And then I guess you go from there.
So that's what I was just going to say. I think you're already almost too late to show real faith in Jacoby Brissett, but it's better today than next week.
Next week?
Going into the game against the Bengals. You think there's any chance it leaks today? Like, there's information out there, Schefter, Rap Sheet, whoever, you know, Scoops Keefe.
Yeah, good point. All the Scoops Keefe.
Yeah, you know what? Ooh, yeah. I forgot to open my DMs. Scoops Jones, maybe.
Maybe Scoops Jones.
You might have to show me how to open up my I got to get those DMs open.
Yeah, you got to find that messages.
I heard you've been getting flooded,
I got some meatloaf picks.
Flooded with meatloaf picks.
Listen, I asked for it. I got it. I got meatloaf picks.
A little trepidation on my end to wade into that.
I can grade your meatloaf, right? but no, so far.
Breaking news here. You have anything?
No.
Oh, you
I got nothing yet.
Okay.
But.
Oh, well, DMs are open.
So 3 hours from now is when Mayo's speaking.
1:15-ish.
No. I bet it comes out then.
Okay. What if it does leak out? That again speaks to me, misalignment. Like, you're not unified. You're not all on the same page. If this story leaks between now and Mayo hitting the podium,
it is possible.
Somebody is upstaging him. Somebody doesn't agree with it. Somebody's putting it out there for a reason. And I don't think it would be the team, meaning, you know, well, it could be the Crafts if they don't like where things are going. I don't know. But
who would that be? Who would Schefter? Schefter would have it?
Well,
Rappaport? They both kind of work for the team.
If it's ownership, I would say, it's Schefter and Rap Sheet. Yeah. If it's, I don't know, like, who's a reporter closer to the players? Russini? Somebody like that.
Rossini would be wrong. Rossini would be wrong. Like, Jocina Anderson.
Yeah, maybe that's a better one.
She's usually right.
Okay, Scoops Keefe. I don't want you to give away any sources.
I don't know. Could be player, could be coach, could be upper management. Who's to say?
But the New England Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
Listen, you don't hit them all, right? You know, you don't get them all.
No, not every single one.